For the next 9 days, farmers can apply to enroll in a floodplain easement program. Their land qualifies if it's in a floodplain and is flooded within the last year or twice within the last decade. Don Ballone is assistant state conservationist with the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service. He says an easement would eventually allow crop production to be halted and the planting of grasses or trees instead.
If it has been obstructed and farmed, let's say with a dike or a levee, we would breach that dike or levee and open up the floodplain, the field in particular, to store floodwaters and relieve the downstream damages.
Ballone says reducing flooding might save money on repairing roads and bridges. The federal stimulus package is providing $145 million nationally for floodplain easements. Ballone says farmers in parts of eastern Wisconsin hit by floods last summer are among those expressing an interest.
The Rock River Basin, Crawfish, the area southeast Wisconsin, tended to be the one that was hit the most. We do have a lot of interest there, but it's opened to the whole state, so we want all the sites that would potentially accomplish what we need to with opening up the floodplain to come in and sign up.
Farmers will find out later if they've been accepted. The Wisconsin Wetlands Association endorses the easement program, saying it could also help restore ecologically sensitive landscapes. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.